Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, September 5th. Coming up in today's episode, storm of allegations after Hima Committee report on sexual harassment in Malayalam film industry. Political turmoil in Haryana ahead of assembly elections. Supreme Court of India reserves order on Arvind Kejriwal's bail plea and allows 2 days' time to both parties to file further pleas. And big setback for Trudeau government in Canada as key ally pulls support. First up, the powerful Me Too movement in Mollywood or Malayalam film industry is reaching neighbour state Tamil Nadu. In an emotional but powerful interview with NDTV, actor Soumya accused a Tamil director of horrific mental, physical and sexual assault, including the insertion of a rod into her genitals as entertainment. She spoke about being groomed as a sex slave by the director, whose identity she has not revealed yet. Soumya said the man, along with his wife, approached her when she was 18 years old and for years inflicted mental torture by claiming her as his daughter and declaring he wanted to have a child with her. She said she would reveal the man's identity only to the special police team formed by the Kerala government, which is investigating multiple cases of alleged sexual assault in Mollywood. She accused that this director and his wife both arm-twisted her family into allowing her into the field of acting. And for a year, in the absence of his wife, the man raped her while calling Soumya his daughter. She further alleged that the couple's own daughter had deserted the couple after alleging rape. However, she had no relief after escaping him. The sexual abuse continued in Malayalam film industry as well. Soumya did 3 films that were hits back in the 90s, and she claims that a co-star sexually abused her and has even been named in the Hima Committee report. She said, and I quote, "Directors, actors and technicians abused me. There were also rights violation. One person spat on me." And she said there was no consent in the industry. The Hima Committee report, which studied a system of violence and abuse against women in the Malayalam film industry, has created shockwaves across the industry. Many women have come out with their allegations, as a result of which many high-profile actors and directors have come under the scanner of investigation. Kerala police has filed multiple reports, including rape and assault, against various directors and actors. A special investigation team is also probing the matter. Prominent names like Jai Surya and Mukesh and Idavela Babu have been named in the list of abusers. And next, Olympics bronze medalist wrestler Yogeshwar Dutt put up a cryptic post on X this morning, seemingly for being overlooked by the Bharatiya Janata Party in its selection of candidates in the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. He wrote a Hindi poem which can roughly translate to, "When the character is pure, why is this your condition? Sinners don't have the right to test you. Set out on a search to find yourself." Mr. Dutt had joined BJP in 2019 and had expressed willingness to contest the upcoming election from Gohana seat. Meanwhile, one person on BJP's list has raised some eyebrows. BJP has named former prison official Sunil Sangwan on its list of candidates for the next month polls. Mr. Sangwan had granted Dera Sacha Sauda chief and rape convict Ram Rahim parole 6 times. Sangwan will contest Dadri seat. Ex-BJP leader Somveer Sangwan won as an independent in 2019. That was after the party-favoured wrestler Babita Fogart over him. Ram Rahim was given a 20-day parole last month, and that was his 10th in the last 4 years. The timing has not come as a surprise to political observers and critics of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party. Rahim's temporary releases have mostly come days before state or local body elections. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh is supposed to be serving a 20-year prison sentence for raping 2 of his disciples and is lodged in the Sunaria jail in Haryana's Rohtak, but has been out on parole almost a dozen times for varying durations. In other worries for the BJP, an MLA and an ex-minister have resigned from the party. Lakshman Napa, the BJP MLA from Ratia, resigned from the party on Thursday and said he would join the Congress. Haryana Energy Minister Ranjit Singh resigned from his post and said he would contest from Rania. While speaking to reporters, Singh said, "BJP wanted me to contest from Davwali. I refused. I shall contest from Rania only." However, he has indicated he would contest as an independent candidate. In next month's Haryana election, the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party will be looking to score a hat-trick of assembly poll wins in the Hindi heartland state. But the result isn't a certainty given the strong showing of the opposition in the Lok Sabha election earlier this year. The Congress won 5 of Haryana's 10 Lok Sabha seats, benefiting from a tie-up with Aam Aadmi Party as part of India Bloc. While there has been no clarity of an Aam Aadmi Party and Congress alliance for the state assembly as well, it is being speculated whether the two parties will join hands for the assembly elections. It has been learned that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has sought party leaders' opinions on forging an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party. Sources reveal that they are ready to spare 3 to 4 seats for Aam Aadmi Party candidates in the election of the 90-seat house. It has been learned that Congress has finalized 30 candidates and may release a list of candidates soon. Congress has not yet officially said anything on the discussion, though. Rahul Gandhi, however, sought a report from party leaders on the feasibility of an alliance with Aam Aadmi Party. The state leadership of the Congress, sources said, rejected the idea, but the High Command asked them to re-look at the ground situation. The High Command, sources said, is also considering the Delhi elections due next year and whether the Congress can tie up with Aam Aadmi Party to contest in the national capital. And next, speaking of Aam Aadmi Party, whether or not jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will get bail in the excise policy case remains a mystery, as Supreme Court has reserved its order on the matter. Arguing for bail in the CBI case against him in connection with the Delhi's now scrapped so-called liquor policy or the excise policy 2021, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal told the court today that central agency did an insurance arrest after they realized he could not get bail in the enforcement directorate case. The top court has earlier granted interim bail to the Aam Aadmi Party chief in the ED case against him, but he remains in jail in the CBI case on the same matter. This means that if the Supreme Court gives him relief, Delhi Chief Minister will walk out of prison after almost 5 months, though he was briefly released in May for campaigning for Lok Sabha polls. The CBI arrested Mr. Kejriwal on June 26th. The Delhi High Court on August 5 upheld his arrest as legal and said the CBI was able to establish that the Aam Aadmi Party leader could influence witnesses. After a full day of arguments from both sides, the Supreme Court has reserved its order on Mr. Kejriwal's bail and it is expected to be announced next week. Meanwhile, if any side has any further written pleas to submit, they can do so in the next 2 days. Breaking from breaking news. Are you too busy to date because of demanding work hours? Maybe Thailand is the place for you. According to the Straits Times, marketing agency Whiteline Group announced that from beginning of July until the end of the year, employees will be given paid Tinder leave to pursue romantic connections on the dating app. It did not state the number of days allocated to such a leave, but the company said it would cover the cost of the higher-tiered Tinder Gold and Tinder Platinum subscriptions of all employees. The company said in a LinkedIn post that their employees can use Tinder leave for dating with someone. According to the Straits Times, this unconventional initiative was put in place to boost well-being among employees. The company believes that being in love increases happiness and that will contribute to increased productivity. Now, back to news. In a major setback to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, key ally Jagmeet Singh's New Democratic Party has pulled out of support for his minority Liberal government ahead of the general election next year. In a video message shared on social media, Jagmeet Singh said, Mr. Trudeau will not be able to take on the opposition Conservatives amid recent polls, showing them securing an easy win in the elections. In the video, Mr. Jagmeet says, Justin Trudeau has proven again and again he will always cave to corporate greed. The Liberals have let people down. They don't deserve another chance from Canadians. Big corporations and CEOs have had their governments. It's people's time now. He added, and I quote, there is another, even bigger battle ahead. The threat of Pierre Poilievre and conservative cuts. From workers and retirees, from young people, from patients, from families, he will cut in order to give more and more to big corporations and wealthy CEOs, unquote. The two leaders came together in 2022 to boost Liberal Party's minority government. The deal was supposed to go until October next year, but an NDP spokesperson said the plan to end the agreement was in the works for the past 2 weeks. Reports suggest the sudden social media post was a surprise for the Canadian Prime Minister's party, as within minutes of informing them of the decision to withdraw, Mr. Singh posted the video on social media. Mr. Singh said the NDP is ready for an election and voting non-confidence will be on the table with each and every confidence measure. Reacting to Mr. Singh's announcement, Mr. Trudeau said his government will continue to focus on tackling the affordability crisis in the country. Quote, "These are the things that we are focused on. I let others focus on politics. I really hope that NDP stays focused on how we can deliver for Canadians, as we have over the past years, rather than focusing on politics." Unquote. The Canadian Prime Minister also said he remained hopeful that the next election will not happen until next fall. So that his government can also work on pharmacare, dental care and school food programs. Mr. Singh's NDP kept Mr. Trudeau's Liberal government in power through a confidence and supply agreement. In exchange for its support, the government agreed to address key priorities, including introducing dental care benefits, providing one-time rental supplements for low-income tenants, and temporarily doubling the GST rebate, which, however, have not been met, according to the other side. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.